Yo, Mayor, what's up?
I can't tell if you're being racist or...
Not being racist, just doing a stupid-ass voice.
I think
my walking voice is kind of a stupid-ass voice.
Walking voice?
It's like your walking weight, just my everyday
voice. Oh, you're walking around
voice. Yeah, my walking around voice.
No, you've got...
No, it's not like I have a specific voice that I go, jumping around.
Why do you jingle so much when you
got
walk?
Got my keys.
I'm
a cat. I got little jingly bells.
You're such an old man, Dad. I remember when I was a kid walking around with my dad, and you know his pants would always shake. I'd be like, Daddy, give me a quarter so I can go play this stupid game.
I'm
gonna ride a spaceship.
And my dad's like, I don't have any quarters.
Bullshit, Dad. Your pants is all jingly.
You sound like an ancillary character from the Boondocks.
I do sort of sound like, I sound like if Uncle Ruckus had, like, a nephew.
Yeah, Nephew Ruckus. Make that a shirt.
I'll make that a shirt. All right, everybody, I am the Sussman, Rick Sussman. We are back with another amazing episode of Wrestle Crush Whenever. Of course, I'm
amazing
always...
Amazing episode.
Wrestle.
Yeah.
Crush.
Yeah. Focus on the whenever.
I am joined, as always, by the Real American Dadass, of course, Jesse Long.
It's me.
Jesse... Welcome to March. Oh, hi, March.
Waiting for that.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you, Rick?
Oh, it's been an interesting couple of weeks since last we spoke.
You were dying.
I was. I had a horrible case of the... Yeah. And that was no fun.
And then you went to Asheville.
Then I went to Asheville, and that was no fun.
Tickled your hipster nerve.
And then I'm here. And that's 2 weeks of my life, Jesse, right there. I hate being an adult.
Yeah, it sucks.
Like, what'd you do today? Well, first period, we studied science, and then we did this, and then for lunch, I sat with the cool kids, or I sat with the nerds, or we got made fun of, and then, you know, after lunch, like, when you're in high school and a kid, you do things throughout the day. Rick, what'd you do today? I went to work.
Yeah.
And then I went home. Oh, what'd you do at home?
Avoided my emails so I could avoid responsibility.
I did nothing. I did nothing when I went home. Yeah. I made a shitty dinner, and I ate it, and then I watched the Wheel of Fortune, and then I went to bed.
Wheel of Fortune, yes. Good reference. Yeah, no, it's like, yeah, hey Jesse, what'd you do? Oh, realize that I'm probably never gonna move out of an apartment.
I was wondering because you've been talking to me about getting a house, and I'm just sitting there going, yeah, Jesse, you get that.
We might have finally found one, but yeah. It's definitely we're not buying. No. And, you know, because we were trying to figure out the logistics of it, like, would it be logistically possible to just buy a house?
No.
Because...
No, you fucking idiot. No, I've been trying to tell you this in so many words.
No.
My wife and I we've got a couple of friends in real estate.
Yeah.
This time next year, we might be looking into, well, we're definitely getting a condo.
Yeah.
But we're only going to be looking in the area of about $60,000 to $125,000.
Yeah.
Which is roughly... about as big as what we already live in, only we'll be buying it, not just funneling money into a fucking toilet never to be seen or heard from again.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we might have finally found a house that we can... We're going to apply on Monday, and fingers crossed. Otherwise, we're stuck in that shithole apartment.
See, it's funny now, guys. As we get older, I don't bother giving Jesse any advice whatsoever. I just let him learn that life will indubitably fuck him in the ass. So... Now that's
I'm in my 30s now, so I have to experience all the ass fuckery that you experienced when you entered your 30s.
Oh, when the 30s entered me.
There we go.
So there is.
Oh, I have the rundown.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh wait, hey, let me turn off the volume. And how do I share the live feed? Share. There's a share button. Holy shit! There's a share button. Holy share! There's a shit button.
It's always a shit button.
Who's awake and wants to say, wants to call Jesse and I awful things?
Chad.
And We have the Team Hammerfist
official rundown.
Page is up. Look, Hammerception. I want to wait. I'm gonna wait for the video to catch up, and then we're gonna have. Oh my God, it's like a minute behind. Jesus
oh no,
Christ.
It's like a solid.
There we go. Look at that. Infinite Hammerfist. Jesse, make a pose. We can use this as one of the thumbnails. I can wait. Okay. So we have a rundown.
For our audio listeners.
We have a rundown. And we're going to
talk. I will apologize in advance.
Okay.
My handwriting sucks.
No, don't worry about it. Your handwriting isn't... No, your handwriting really, legit. It's not that bad.
Okay.
I've seen worse.
Okay, good.
I like that your E's and your F's are identical, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is really amazing. 2OS alive?
Shush.
Oh, no. 205.
205.
205. Oh, okay. All right, let's talk about 205. Yeah,
instead of just making fun of each other and making fun of the computer and our phones and actually talk about wrestling on this podcast.
Oh, man. I mean, if anything, we've been doing this so long, we don't even need to talk about wrestling anymore.
This is true. We'll just be like Chad and Zach. We'll talk about pizza and cereal and...
Oh, it works for them.
Yeah, it works for them. They're more successful than we are. I think they might have they've got the secret formula down. They got the secret spices.
Let us begin with 205 being less dead.
Yes.
We had a recent rash of call-ups, which included Roderick Strong. Holy shit.
Yeah. How does that make you feel, Rick? Roderick Strong.
I don't watch that shit. Okay, so there's an old story.
Yeah. Tell the old story.
One time, about, I don't know, 15 years
Must
ago.
Must have been 15 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it had to be 15 years ago. At a, I think it was at one of the Peterson Cups.
Yeah, I think you told me it was at a Peterson
Cup. It was in Tampa. I finally met Roderick Strong for the third time. Yeah. The first two times I met him, he was known as the Jester.
Yeah! Which has been evidenced on NXT television.
I was there! I wear the NGW shirt on this show all the time. I was there. Royal family, Cedric and Roderick. Solid.
I wonder if Cedric's ever going to come back to...
He's doing well car sales, I believe.
Is he?
Last right. I heard. Which was.
I was scared. I was like, whatever happened to
him? 7.5, 8 years ago. Anyway.
Such strong familiar resemblance.
Well, one guy's tall and blonde, and the other guy's stocky and brunette. Clearly, yeah. They're brothers.
Obviously. Like you and me.
Obviously. Yeah. Oh, yeah, obviously. Actually, that's a good representation because we are like the Strongs in so much as we don't look anything alike.
Exactly.
I'm hanging out with
because obviously all people with the same last name and are portrayed as family members in wrestling. Are always related.
Always.
C.W. Anderson is always hanging around Arn's pool.
None of the Andersons are related.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so
C.W. wishes he was related.
Do you?
No, I was saying CW wishes.
Well, I was going to say, do you really want to be related to Oli? Honestly, do you want to be Oli's kid?
Mm.
Oli did a lot, but do you want to be? Do you want?
Yeah,
to be
but
like,
do you want to be the third string Anderson?
Well, I mean, what about the other Andersons?
Yeah.
What you know,
and Arn and Oli.
No, I mean Oh no, I'm thinking of the Armstrongs.
Yeah.
Which would you rather be? Would you actually be actually an Armstrong or only kind of an Anderson? Because if you're actually an Armstrong, there's a family history there.
Oh, I'd be a car salesman is what I'd be.
So I met Roddy.
Good coffee.
Yeah.
Good coffee. Keeps me alive.
So I met Roddy at this...
right in there.
Oh, absolutely. At this event, and he's talking to us about this promotion called ROH.
Yeah. Now, this is early in Roddy's career.
Yeah, literally 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I'd seen him again, he was the Jester, and, he... Whatever.
Yeah.
He comes, hey guys, how y'all doing? We're talking, and everybody's talking about that, and they're talking, some of my wrestling buddies are talking about ROH, and then Roddy looks at me and goes, what about you? Do you watch ROH? And I look him dead in the eye and I go, I don't watch that shit. And I crushed him.
Like, just Ralph Wiggum on Krusty.
You could just see him go, So now he's on 205 Live, and I don't watch that shit. I'm sorry.
I will say I know you don't watch any of it, but we just pretend that you do. Hardly pretend.
I'm mostly just checking Facebook right now. Yeah. Kat updated her profile photo.
Hey, Kat.
Shout out to Kat.
Yeah, shout out to Kat. She totally watches wrestling.
She could.
She maybe. No, I've been enjoying 205 Live ever since they inserted Drake Maverick, Rockstar Spud, as the GM. They've, you know, seemingly are they're trying to salvage what was left of that brand after the new he who must not be named.
Oh, why can't we name Enzo?
He's just a terrible person and did shitty. They've written Enzo out of existence. They're trying to rebuild the brand after Enzo.
Well, good. They should have rebuilt the brand while he was still there. That was terrible.
Yeah.
The reason why I don't watch 205 Live is not because I'm disinterested in watching good wrestling. It has actually less to do with Enzo being champion. I don't want to watch a show of 3-minute flying matches. Like, Drew Gulak needs more airtime. He is, like, the only, like, legitimately, he's the only character on that show.
Yeah.
And now they've got, you know, they've got the Lucha House, which is awesome.
Yeah, the Lucha House party is fantastic. It puts Lindsay on TV, which is really good.
It doesn't just put Lindsay and Grandma Talik and Dragon Face.
Kalisto.
Kalisto, thank you. It doesn't just
put... Good Lucha thing.
Good, yeah. Lucha things.
Yeah, they did.
Lucha.
They did reference that on commentary.
I heard that, yeah. I watched Botchamania, trust me. I know all about it.
It's like, lots of good Lucha things coming from the Lucha House party.
But that's what 205 Live needed all along. It's like, it started out as, here's a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
And then they proceeded to say, they wrestle.
Yeah.
And that's great.
It was literally superstars.
Yeah.
It was just... Cruiserweight superstars. It was literally...
But you're not going to get an interesting dialogue, story, anything out of dudes who wrestle.
Especially after the crowd has just watched SmackDown.
Right!
And, you know, I think we've mentioned it before, but, like, if you'd done... Even if it was literally that exact same show of just pointless, meaningless cruiserweight matches... And you did it in front of Full Sail Live, it probably would have taken off just because
the crowd
would have cared.
I love the Cruiserweight Championship tournament.
But if they did, even then, if you did a live Cruiserweight show at the end of a Full Sail taping,
you're still,
everyone would just be like,
yeah, look at that, 450. Yeah, guy did a backward shooting star press. That's amazing.
Yeah. The guy literally inverted into energy, shot out of the ring, and killed a person. But that said...
Burning hammer through a table.
Yeah, burnt through a burning table.
Burning table.
A burning
hammer through a Bernie Sanders table.
There you go.
Burning Bernie Sanders table.
There you go. Yeah, there we go.
Gimmick table.
Table. It's probably from Japan as well.
Wait.
Fully gimmick table.
Fully gimmick table.
There you go.
Cross product.
There we go. But they have made a point to not just have these 3-minute matches on 205 Live. They've had the whole first round of the tournament that they've had to do the new Cruiserweight Champion at WrestleMania. It was 2 matches per show, and each of those matches was a good like 20 minutes. And the crowd is actually starting to get into the product, which is amazing. And,
right?
You know, then you know have a
now. I hear where you're going.
Yeah,
I have. A bone to pick.
Okay.
Singular. Who was the last NXT call-up to not be put on 205 Live?
Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, I think.
Caveat?
Yeah.
Who was the last 205, or who was the last NXT call-up? Get this real quick.
It's the badge. It's your NXT badge.
It's my sheriff badge.
Yeah. I was going to say, you've got the mayor sash. I'll be the sheriff.
Oh, that's like, good. Yeah.
I'll just like, I'll put it in my wallet. And I'll just... I could actually get, like, all right.
Sheriff of NXT.
Sheriff of NXT here. What's going on? What's the commotion?
I only show up when I'm called.
Yeah.
So who was the last male superstar on NXT?
I know you've got a point to make. I don't even have it.
Hold that, son.
There's too much bad visuals there of him literally
holding NXT up just to have it taken away.
Yeah.
I like 205 Live.
Oh, are you thinking of Hideo Itami?
Or Roderick Strong?
Roderick Strong, yeah.
Or
But I thought you were saying not on 205 Live. I thought you were making a different
point. I thought Hideo went to 205
Live. Yeah, he did go to 205. I thought you were trying to make a different point.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it appears that NXT call-ups are like, hey, you get called up to the B show.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. The B show would be SmackDown. You get called up to the D show.
But then NXT's above 205, let's see.
That's why it's the D show.
Yeah. But, well, I know in the case of Roddy, they're still making it. I think they're just going to keep him on both. He's going to be on both shows.
What's the? Why not?
I'm fine with it. I'm
trying to see if I have a bald spot yet.
Yes.
I want to know if I can shave my head.
I think you can.
But look, when I do this.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That big, like, Edward James almost comb over.
Well, it's like, is it balding or is it thinning? I can't tell.
Yeah. But, I'm looking forward to it, though. I mean, Roddy seemingly is there. They might be putting a rocket on his back and at least getting him a little bit further in the turn.
Bobby Roode, by the way, was the answer.
Oh, it was Bobby Roode, wasn't it? I can't remember the exact tournament because, you know, when you look at these WWE brackets, you can kind of go like, okay, this person's going this way, this person's going this way. Like with the Cruiserweight Classic, and then at the very last second, they were like, ah, fuck all that shit, and we're gonna...
We couldn't sign Ibushi!
Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah. So, but I'm enjoying it. I would... If the brackets line up, I think it might end up being, like, Cedric versus Roderick.
My God. Yeah. It finally happened.
Yeah. God damn, I hope Cedric Alexander gets this, because that poor motherfucker keeps on... Yeah.
So anyway, speaking of...
The thing that I was watching 205 Live this past week, and there was the most astounding thing happened. So it was Roderick versus Kalisto, and they had like this little flurry of stuff, like, you know, Kalisto jumped onto Roddy, and he tried to powerbomb, but then turned into a hurricanrana into the guardrail, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then Roddy drops Kalisto on his back on the announce table. Cool little spot. And then I actually heard the crowd were chanting, 205, 205, 205. And I was like, what is happening?
Give people something to believe in. Meanwhile, back in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Someone was reviewing.
Meanwhile in Connecticut. Whoosh.
Someone was apparently reviewing the numbers and found out that running 17 pay-per-view events a year is a good way to rocket funnel money into Garbageville.
Just, oh, what's the toilet called this week? Oh, we're calling it Payback. Okay.
Hey, you want to?
It's a red-colored toilet this week.
You want to throw another $1 million down the drain? Well, I'd prefer not to. We're going to throw another $1 million down there.
Oh, well, I've just got this $1 million just laying around. I just got to do something with it. I can only sit in my office making it rain so much.
I'm going to be the king of football. So, the WWE...
Hunter, go long.
Paul!
Thanks, Dad. All right, Papa. You sit down. Okay, Papa.
Papa. I'm just imagining Triple H just calling.
He calls him Dad. He calls him Papa.
Dad is one thing, but just like Papa, like they're on the French countryside or something.
Papa, I need you to sit down, Papa. We got to talk about this football thing.
Papa, right. Can I have 205 Live? What's a 205 Live? Sounds good, Papa.
Eat your mush.
See you on the field.
Eat your mush. Eat your brain. Eat your brain pudding.
The WWE will go to double branded events.
Yes.
So that
they're dropping like 6 of their pay-per-views.
What a shock.
Yeah.
Moving back to 12 total.
Yeah.
Stunning.
I mean, there's still going to be like 16 this year total because we've got like, it was like Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, Fastlane. We've had like
Roadblock.
Roadblock, just end of the line.
Really, really, and any of your old G.I. Joe action figures that could be converted into
Sideswipe. What was the...
Shadow Storm.
There we go.
Snake Eyes.
See, now you see, Raw would be the G.I. Joe branded pay-per-views, and SmackDown
would be Cobra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Just imagining, like, Shane in the back. Cobra!
Well, this is your show, Jesse Long.
I think it's hilarious that, you know, the brand extension, whatever the hell they call it, whatever they called it this time, shaking things up again, has only worked for about a year and a half, 2 years. And then they're like, well, shit. I guess we're going to have to, they're just like, fuck, we got nothing.
There are, okay, if you count 205 Live,
yeah.
There is Raw, SmackDown, 205 Live, and NXT.
Yeah.
Those are your four main shows.
Yeah. Four separate brands, because they do kind of treat a 205 as a separate brand.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
That's Monday, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
No, Monday, Tuesday, Tuesday.
I know. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and on Tuesday, there's two shows.
Yeah.
That is 9 hours. That is nine. No, yeah, I'm sorry.
Three for Raw. Yeah. Three for SmackDown and 205 Live.
Right.
So that's six. And then seven for
it. Pardon me.
Yeah.
That's 7 hours of wrestling a week.
Uh-huh.
Now, at the beginning of this show, we established that guys in their 30s like to come home, eat their dinner, watch the Wheel of Fortune, and go to bed. I literally do not have time to watch Raw, SmackDown, 205 Live.
No.
And NXT. Now, if I wanted to, I can make a concerted effort and probably watch NXT, probably watch 205 Live.
Which is what I do. I make a concerted effort to try to watch both of those.
But I'm not going to watch Raw, because I don't have 3 hours to dick around. And I don't want to watch SmackDown, because honestly, there's nothing on SmackDown I care about.
No, there's literally nothing. I mean, that's a crying shame.
It is a crying shame, because there's a lot of great wrestling on SmackDown. I just don't give a shit.
Yeah, and what is SmackDown building towards? AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania.
I should be doing fucking hipster backflips every day of my life. Yeah. Oh my God, AJ! Oh my God, Shinsuke! But what comes out is, oh, it's going to be a WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's a good coffee. It's probably going to open the show.
Watch it on WrestleMania, I guess.
Yeah.
How about that? And then Asuka's going to be fighting Alexa Bliss, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then Roman's going to kick out of the F5.
Will he at this point? Well, no, I'm saying.
Oh, right.
Brock might not be there to give him that F5.
Well, and Roman might not be there either. So.
It's just going to be Braun. They're just going to bring Braun out there and put the belt on Braun. He goes, Braun, and then that's it. Credits roll, logo bug, and pyro, the end.
How great would it be that after all of this, due to legal proceedings, bing, the WWE WrestleMania main event that they've been building to for 3 fucking years.
Yeah. What was it the other night? It was, they're obsessed with WrestleMania 31.
Yeah. Gotta get back to that.
Yeah, because it was such a great WrestleMania.
Well, I'm just saying, they've been building the Brock Roman feud with, you know, like, shove it. Just give me. Get in there! Get the fuck in there! They have been building this for 3 fucking years.
Yeah.
And for it to.
Making it seem like this is the biggest deal in the world. Like, we're finally going to get the one-on-one match we deserve. I saw that. You know, there's no money in the bank this time. And, like.
Where is the money in the bank?
There's
no dude money in the bank.
No, it was SmackDown exclusive last year. And Baron Corbin. Carmella still has hers.
Yeah, I forgot Baron Corbin was forced to cash it in against nobody.
Yeah, and John Cena screwed him over, and nothing happened.
And then Baron shouldn't have spoken up against people being upset about him, others getting a concussion. So let's move on. Because the WWE evidently is trying to lure Rob Gronkowski.
That's what I heard. I put it on there because I know literally nothing about Gronkowski, and you're the sports guy. So apparently,
I have a podcast.
Yeah, that people actually listen to. Harry Carey.
People
listen. I listen.
Oh, you are.
Oh, I don't count it. I count as like multiple people. Well, I'm like, I count
only
at
if
least
you're trying
like
to buy tickets
people.
On an airplane.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's why I don't fly.
Well, you got to keep you wet the whole time.
Of course, yeah. And for God's sakes, like I'd have to mortgage the house that I don't own and I never will own just to be able to fly to fucking like Tampa, because you would totally fly from Orlando to Tampa.
Your show, bro.
Yeah. The rumor is that the WWE wants to give Gronkowski sort of the Ronda Rousey treatment, give him like that kind of contract.
Okay.
Should any of us care? You're the sports guy. Should any of us? Why should anyone care about Rob Gronkowski coming to the WWE?
Well, Lawrence Taylor did so much good for the WWE. This, believe it or not, Jesse Long,
okay,
is probably in the addled, cocaine-fueled mind of someone the opportunity to put Rob Gronkowski in a WWE Alpha Entertainment contract.
Oh, you think they're gonna? You think they have some sort of like on Mondays he's on Raw, but and then like that Sunday night he's gonna be playing for the
Boston Super Patriots.
Super Patriots. Everything's just super. It's just the ex Patriots, the ex Jags, the ex Bucks.
Maybe. I don't care. I mean, Rob Gronkowski is a fabulous football player.
Yeah.
He's very big, and he plays.
Hasn't there been some controversy around Gronk recently? Like, I literally, well, my sports knowledge does not extend beyond what you and Tom talk about.
So, Rob Gronkowski over the years has been injury prone.
Okay.
In so much as his arm is basically, he wraps his arm in like a fucking metal sheet before he goes out there.
Jesus.
He's got some injuries. He's a big dude. He plays the game at a high level, and he gets hurt. It happens. His big controversies are that he likes to bang porn stars. And he's a millionaire.
Mr. President.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's probably going to be the next president.
I can see why the WWE would like him so much.
He's a personality.
Yeah.
I mean, he almost got involved properly at WrestleMania in Orlando.
Yeah, that's true, he did.
Before that security lady.
What are you doing? Next year at WrestleMania, it'll be Gronk versus the security lady.
Nobody let that security lady in.
Gronk and Mojo versus security lady and...
Oh, where is Mojo? Guy cuts some fucking awesome promos, changes his whole...
I'm sure he'll be in the United States multi-man ladder match at
okay, wait.
The pre-show of Mania.
What is this? What is that? Fox wants WWE.
So apparently, prevailing rumor.
Hang on. I'm gonna need something real quick. Continue.
The prevailing rumor.
Your
Dennis Nedry is about to die.
That's a good one. Yeah. No, that's good. I would also accept. Baron Corbin's one-time ring attire.
Oh, yeah.
Or Ty Dillinger's every-time ring attire.
Yeah, here we go.
Very comfy.
I'm
in my cozy place now, Jesse. You can
you need a safe space. You're so very calm. You're just like, oh, it's such a thing. Like Donald Trump is buying the WWE. Okay.
It's gonna happen.
The Nazis have taken over.
I remember November 2016.
All right, so the prevailing rumor is that when WWE's TV contract ends this year with
USA,
USA, NBC, Comcast, Universal, mm-hmm. Comcast, Universal, NBC, giant conglomo, that Fox Sports might be the landing destination of the WWE. That's what has been...
What did you do? What has happened?
I don't know.
Where did our show go?
Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, okay. That's fine. It'll just crash. We'll talk here. I literally did nothing this time, and it was just like, oh.
What happened to our conversation about you buying an updated laptop?
Trying to get a house. Oh, GarageBand quit unexpectedly. Thanks, Ghost of Steve Jobs.
Do you want to report that? You can reopen it. You can reopen it.
Yeah, but it's not going to be there. The show's going to be lost. All right, we're going to talk to the camera now, because this is... All right.
You wait so long to do these shows.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I do. Yeah.
Memories.
Yeah, memories of a fucking computer after I fucking toss it in the street after this. run it over with my... Well, I'd say I'd run it over with my car, but it might dent my car. You know, just like leave it in the street.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that... Oh, he hit a penny. So...
Do you want to know why? I like this. Yeah. Do you want... Jesse Long, do you want to know why Fox Sports would buy the WWE?
It's not that they're gonna buy the WWE.
Why would they put them on broadcast?
Well, they're gonna put them on. Yeah. Well, then the other rumor is that they are going to look to sell, and they might sell it to, and Fox would be like the primary suitor. Like what Fox is gonna take their Disney money and go buy the WWE. But that seems like a more of like an outlying possibility as opposed to.
Let me bring in logic.
All right.
Let me bring in reason.
Explain to me. Explain me some logic.
So.
Mansplain.
The Trump presidency, outside of, you know, pages like Red Pill and At the Donald and Fox News, is going.
Wait, there are actual.
Do you not know of Reddit?
Red Pill?
The Red Pill on Reddit.
No, I've never heard of this. I must have.
When you
explain
have,
to me.
When you have some... Do you have the Reddit app on your phone?
I actually don't use Reddit.
Okay. Pull up your phone. Go. Oh, right.
My phone's right there.
Oh, right.
It's how the only way we can do the show now.
I forgot. Here's Reddit. Okay.
Yeah, I know of Reddit.
Of course. So we're going to go to Reddit, and we're going to search for communities, and we're going to go to the_Donald. You see that there?
The Donald. Okay.
Now, the Donald is a community by and for Donald Trump supporters. Now, here's the
As
funny
one would assume. It's not Donald Duck.
Here's the funny thing about the Donald.
Okay.
It's all about freedom and fuck you, libtards. If you ever post anything negative, I'm not even kidding, like the slightest thing negative, you get hammer banned.
Yeah. Like what do you mean? Like negative towards Trump or negative towards...
What, negative towards the presidency? Okay. Yes. So... There's always, like, memes and endless, like, things that don't make any sense.
Yeah, things that only make sense to, you know, red hats.
Right, exactly, exactly. So, there's all of this on Reddit and all uh-huh. these things. But if you're not on the Donald and you're not on Red Pill...
Which, so Red Pill is, like, another one.
Yeah. Yeah. And things like that.
It's like What Culture and Cultaholic.
Sure. Yeah. And you're not on Fox News. If you're objectively looking at this presidency... It has been an abject failure.
Yeah.
And if you're objectively looking at it, there's 19 people have been either arrested or indicted mm-hmm. based upon the collusion and lying to the FBI and all this other shit. But if you're part of that group that refuses to look at reality and even for a moment think that this mm-hmm. could not be going well,
mm-hmm.
you're really happy with the presidency.
Yeah, like my in-laws.
There you go. Everyone's over the moon about it.
Yeah.
So if you are...
Well, right now they're crying over Billy Graham dying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, Billy Graham was a great racist. sorry, not a racist, an anti-Semite, my bad, I should know
Well,
that.
Rick, obviously you people don't count.
Well, we don't. We have no souls, just like gingers.
Yeah.
So...
But you're the chosen, though.
You know, we gotta...
not anymore.
Gotta follow Christ. If you're one of those people, you're probably a wrestling fan. So, with Fox being bought out by Disney...
Now, Fox Sports is not part of the Disney...
Correct.
Fox Sports is one of the few things that Fox News Corp is going to have left.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Yeah, because that'd be funny if it was like, oh, yeah, WWE's going to Fox
also
Sports.
Fox,
Disney takes that.
Also Fox News.
Yeah, Fox News, obviously. Right. So, it's going to be Fox News, Fox Sports...
So when this...
Like the Fox Television Network? Yeah.
No, the Fox Television goes to Disney as well.
Oh, yeah.
So when this presidency invariably ends, whether it's in a year, in 2 years, or possibly another six,
yeah,
really don't think that's going to happen. But, I didn't think 62 million Americans would actually vote for this idiot anyway, but hey, stranger things!
Yeah.
It's a good show. When this presidency eventually ends...
Yes.
Donald Trump will go with Rupert Murdoch, they'll grab hands, and they'll start their own company.
Yeah.
And who do you think they would love to have in this television world of red hats and, anti-libtards? Vince McMahon. Of course! And what
he is the third prong of that triangle.
And what is about to happen in the year 2020?
The Rock's gonna win the presidency.
We could only hope not. In the year,
please, dear God, no.
In the year 2020,
yeah.
That is the first year of the new XFL.
That's how much the XFL matters to me. I've already forgotten.
The XFL is going to need a home.
Yeah.
To broadcast its television.
Yeah, I never thought about it being on Fox Sports. I just assumed it was going to be on the WWE Network.
Well, of course. But if the WWE Network is owned by Fox Sports, synergy.
I can just see like corporate unicorns just jerking it right now.
And on top of all of that,
yeah.
Your face for this company is a recently deposed because the libtards fixed the election, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So you've got Donald Trump as the head of Fox Sports, Fox News, the Fox industry. You've got your super patriot football company, and you've got the WWE wrestling program all on this new channel. And I just deciphered all that in, 10 minutes?
That'll teach President Joe Kennedy.
So that's probably why Fox wants the WWE Network. They're clearing space to bring in Lord God Donnie so that he could be the
Lord God, Supreme Chancellor Donald.
Lord God Trump is like a thing, dude. God Emperor Trump is legit. Like, that's been a thing since November 2016. This is your safe place.
This is my cozy space.
Is this because you live in a house full of children and an angry wife? Is this your room now?
This is my room. It's small and broken, but it's good.
Jesse, what's it like in there? Is it cozy?
Oh my god, it's so safe. I can't see a damn thing. The sound is muffled. I can really only hear my voice.
It is the perfect echo chamber. Jesse, who's president in there?
My libtard bubble is strong right now. This is perfect. And then eventually I'm just going to circle back and I'm not going to have any breathable air.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to pass out and die and it's going to be great. this is good. I feel like I must look like some sort of fat, nerdy version of Pyramid Head.
Yeah, you're more trapezoid head more than anything.
Oh, I can't breathe in there.
Can't breathe in there.
That was great. That's probably your best bit ever.
Prop comedy.
All right. Now that we've got all that out of the way.
Yeah.
Recently, Jesse Long didn't go to any... look at that. Hold on, Jesse, come here. No, put your head that way. Recently, Jesse Long did not attend pro wrestling.
I went to Punk Pro.
Oh, yeah.
That's my one. I got my one. Still working up the courage to talk to the wife about going fast. Still working up the courage. I gotta talk to her about that.
You're not gonna talk to her about it, Jesse.
I am gonna talk to her about it, and then I'm gonna get in trouble.
Cause you're gonna talk about it?
Maybe.
You're not stealing off into the night, Jesse. Anyway, MLW and Fest are about.
Yeah, you went to MLW, and they were right next to each other in terms of
time. Yeah,
yeah.
It was MLW on Thursday and Fest on Saturday.
Yeah,
and we're doing that not again, but we have MLW this week on the 8th. My sister's birthday.
Happy birthday, Perry. Rick's going somewhere else.
You're going to get a card in the mail. There might be money in it. It might be like quarters. Like my dad.
Yeah.
Callback! So, MLW saw the first round of the MLW
Road
to the Championship. Saw the first time ever in my life, Joey Janela.
Oh, yeah. Was he on that show?
Yeah, he showed up at the end to
hit
Darby Allin in the head with a beer bottle and then smoke a cigarette. And I'm like, man, it's like Sandraven.
Sandraven? That is the most trash bag wrestler name I've ever... I'm going to make Sandraven in my game now.
He's Sandraven. Joey Janela is Sandraven.
Yeah.
He smokes a cigarette. He wears Raven's outfit. He's got stupid sunglasses from 1990.
Oh, no, yeah, but he's all of Sandman and Raven, but he dresses like Scotty Flamingo.
No, he dresses like Raven.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, whatever. But, yeah, he's if you took Raven and you took Sandman and you mushed them together...
Transporter malfunction.
Yeah. Or you know, the Fly.
There we go.
You would have Joey Janela. And yeah. I look at him like... What the fuck is Sandraven doing in the ring? And then I gotta have like Nick and Michaela and like half a dozen kids who all watch this stuff turn around and go, that's Joey Janela.
Like, yeah, I'm just like,
what the fuck is Joey Janela? What does it even matter?
It's just like, sit down, Grandpa. We're gonna explain who the hell is this here looking.
Why? But then Colonel Parker was on the show.
Oh yeah, Colonel Parker.
And I'm like, hey, I know Colonel
Parker. Grandpa, who's that?
And I'm like, that's Colonel Parker. That you know he and Sherry.
What's the Colonel Parker?
So he's a heel manager.
What's a heel?
That's a really good point. But no, I'm like, oh look, there's Colonel Parker. How about that? And everyone's looking at me like I'm an idiot. But when Joey Raven shows up, and I'm all like, eh, what the fuck is that? And they're like, oh, that's Spring Break.
Stupid Rick, you don't know. He's gonna throw himself through a box of burning hermetic needles. And
well, that's what I was told. Is like his thumb is basically like completely useless.
Is it? I don't even know.
He felt off that roof with Danzig. His thumb like got torn off. Wrestling.
Yeah. But he has a Spring Break show every WrestleMania season.
His promos are fucking awesome.
Yeah, his promos are great.
And Streets of Rage style.
That was fantastic. That was fantastic. The marketing side of Joey Janela.
Wow.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
10/10/220. Yeah.
His old record. October 10th?
No, you don't remember 10/10/220? Like, you had to call 10/10/220. It was like a way of doing collect calls.
Oh, no, I never did that because I had money.
Yeah. I didn't use it. I just remember, like, WWE being sponsored by 10/10/220.
All right, that's fine. So, the MLW show was fun.
And Simon Gotch was there.
Yeah, Simon Grimm. I don't even know what's going on because I know he can use the Simon Gotch name now whenever he wants. But Is he not using it? I don't know. I'd have to actually sit down and talk with him. Like, what's the deal with that?
Yeah.
Because he was announced as Simon Gotch. He wrestled as Simon Gotch.
Well, MLW is kind of like, they try to be like the... But they're trying to be like, you know, sports entertainment WWE style.
I don't know because I know like there's... I don't think the patent on the Simon Gotch name exists anymore. I think he could use it whenever he wants. I genuinely don't know what the deal is.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, though, I much prefer Simon Grimm.
I mean, Simon Grimm sounds cooler.
We'll run this down real quick. I like the idea of Simon Gotch because it sounds like a real person.
It does, yeah.
It also harkens back to his old, you know, his old world style, all these other things.
Of course, yeah.
But if we're talking about wrestling being, you know, art and entertainment, I prefer Simon Grimm because that... version of the character is what I like.
Yeah. There's a difference between Simon Gotch and Simon Grimm. Simon Grimm is this, you know, the character he's been since he left, and Simon Gotch is just, you know, the dukes up and the vaudevillain.
The vaudevillain, yes.
And, you know, they're not the same thing, you know, like, there's a difference between Leva and Blue Pants. Leva might dress like Blue Pants sometimes, but Leva's Leva, and Blue Pants is Blue Pants. Blue Pants doesn't cosplay as fucking Seth Rollins on...
That was a really good one.
That was a good one. Props to Leva.
She needs our praise.
Yeah, obviously. Like, she needs our praise.
I love you, Leva.
Was she on MLW?
She was not on MLW. Okay. She was a surprise entrant in Fest, however.
Yes.
I did not expect to see her, although I should have because someone else was there that, you know, they tend to drive together. But when she showed up, because I guess...
Yeah, they tend to drive together. Just so happened to be at the same MLW show that time, too. Gee.
Anyway.
I wonder why.
I like... all of them. Okay. They're good people.
Exactly. Yeah. No. No disparagement on this. Like, absolutely no shade. You got your scepter.
My serpentico scepter.
There you go.
I got to see Leva at Fest. Fest is a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun. I'm glad I finally went to one. I'm definitely going to the next one because they're fucking putting together a show that's
Gainesville.
Yeah, yeah. The first one I went to. The second show in general. Yeah. But they're putting the next Gainesville show is basically the Rick Sussman Invitational.
Oh no, yeah, I think you were telling me what was happening on it, and I was just like, oh, and then you know Seth Petruzzelli's gonna come out and he's just gonna you know give you a blowjob or whatever. Like,
whoa, whoa. I would give him one.
Yeah.
I am the student.
Oh yeah,
Jesse. So, I am the student.
You gotta pay your dues.
That's right. Just like you. So then, the next Fest show, the next MLW show,
the Hardcore Hunt.
Yeah, the Hardcore Hunt is March 31st.
Yes.
The next MLW show is this week, though. I will most likely be at MLW. It's probably 99%. The only reason why I wouldn't go is, actually, I don't have a reason why I wouldn't go, so I should be at MLW. No reason not to be, barring major incident.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing with Fest. I'm definitely going to go to Fest.
I mean, it's America now. Major incidents just happen left and right.
Yep.
Yep.
So, I'm...
Make sure you're armed, Rick.
Oh, yeah. I gotta bring a weapon.
Oh, yeah. Fans
bring the weapons.
It's like a throwing
set.
It's the NXT...
Actually, that's a good
bring this.
I don't need to bring that.
No.
Now, what? Of all the times,
No, and then it was Leon and Effie had a fans bring the weapons match like last year at some point in Fest. I was like, of all the time. No. Well, we'll get to Effie. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to MLW because the fans bring the weapons match should be fun. I might bring one of my excess ceramic cats. we have so many.
Trying to think, what's a weapon?
Well, in the right hands, anything's a weapon, Jesse Long.
So, you know, might as well take the mic. Take my computer, it's useless.
Anyway, Fest, if I'm honest...
Here's an expensive slab of metal.
I'm really looking forward to Fest more than MLW. As much as I like MLW and I like its home and I like... The fan reaction at MLW is just, it's very WWE, it's very homogenized. It's not bad.
No, it kind of just feels like...
It feels like about a wrestling show.
It feels like WWE, ECW, a little bit skewing more toward, it's like WWE's ECW meets like the original ECW and like sort of like a happy medium between the two.
There is that. It's like old school TNA where the fans actually cared to be there.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I'm just watching pro wrestling and there's nothing particularly wrong with that.
Yeah.
But again, you know, if I wanted to watch just pro wrestling, I could do that.
Yeah. MLW is... There's nothing wrong with it. It's just, to me, it's just more of that sort of that top level indie. Where it's just like, oh, look at all these names we've got. We've got this guy and this guy and this guy. And
it's really good wrestling.
Yeah, cool. It's good that we have one of those because there are lots of companies up in like the Midwest and California. Like, there's like AAW. They got fucking like the Pentagon and they've got like all these huge fucking names and they pile them into this little ass room in Chicago somewhere. And up until recently, we didn't get that. And that's cool. Like, you know, they funnel Pentagon and Joey Ryan and Darby Allin and Joey Janela and this, that guy, and the other, what's his name, into, like, this tiny-ass room. And that's cool that we have that sort of top-level indie wrestling.
It is very progress. It is very evolve. It's a lot of these things that you would want to go see. And I do enjoy seeing it.
And that's cool. But to me, I'd rather see, like, Effie versus Leva.
Yes. And I don't actually want to see Effie versus Leva as much as I want to be...
Just sit there crying. I cheer!
What it is I want to be in the crowd.
Yeah, of course.
The one thing that Fest...
Yeah, I would much rather watch MLW from the comfort of my couch, and I would much rather watch Fest from the crowd.
That's true. MLW does have this really fantastic product that they produce and, you know, you can watch.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot like watching football.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to a football game. I want to watch football on TV.
Yeah.
When it comes to Fest, I don't want to watch the Fest recap. I want to be in the crowd.
Yeah, like, there's nothing... I can't, as much fun as we had at Punk Bro. That'll be if Matt Riddle comes to Punk Pro.
Ooh, that'd be magic.
Yeah.
Chad.
Yeah.
Zach. Luna.
Don't bankrupt yourselves. We
bankrupt yourselves. We're not going anyway.
I
Really?
I go. I do want to go to these shows. That's the problem. I want to go to these shows. I actually do really want to go. And I am going to try to figure out a way to make sure that I can go to Fest. It might be moving that weekend, though. So that might throw a wrench in it. Anyway, so you went to... Yeah, make sure. You don't want to expose yourself on camera, Rick.
I'm just waiting for you to be done.
Tell us what happened at the Fest show. When Effie fought Soo Young. Tell us what happened.
It was a really good match.
Yeah, how was the match?
The match itself was very good. A lot of brutal spots.
Yeah.
I enjoy Soo Young as a wrestler. I did not enjoy her title reign, even though I did show up very late to the party on that. Yeah. I'm very interested in seeing where this Heidi Lovelace character went, because she looked like a lot of fun and definitely didn't look like a guy. So,
goddamn it!
So I'd like to know how Heidi Lovelace is doing, and if
she's with the orphans in Mexico,
and if she's with the orphans in Mexico.
With El Generico and
I loved her
King Puma and
her look was so good. She had these like adorable curls and she was like such a little badass. She had wavy hair. Her hair wasn't straightened.
Oh. Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I like that Fest has had three champions.
Yeah.
Two women, one out gay man.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I do love that's one of the things I love about the Fest product.
If I may, James Ellsworth is going around with this freshly made intergender championship belt.
Yes.
To James Ellsworth, I say, dude, go fuck yourself. I watch Fest, and on Fest, men and women fight just because.
Yeah.
Because that's what the card is, bro. So I appreciate your attempt. Suck it. This is 2018, dude. The only way that belt...
Take it on the non-chin. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
Hey, let's talk about Effie.
We will talk about Effie. And the big thing that happened that weekend, obviously, was Effie became the internet champion.
He declared himself such.
Yeah, we declared him as such.
Well, he declared himself such, too.
Yes. We mutually declared him the internet champion.
Yes.
Now, obviously, the big thing is that Effie won the Fest title. That's great.
By becoming the Team Hammerfist internet champion,
yes.
Not only did that open the door to him for all of the Team Hammerfist radio network legitimacy,
yes.
And a wonderful interview by our friends.
Wrestling Mayhem. Yeah, the Wrestling Mayhem show, Mike Sorg. Great interview.
See how I do this?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Had a great...
Eat, Jesse Long, eat.
Have you seen the Wreck-It Ralph 2 trailer now?
No.
Oh, there's a great... You'll get it. There was a joke. You made a joke that it would have worked. Okay. You'll enjoy the trailer. It's funny. Effie had a really great interview with Mike Sorg over at the Wrestling Mayhem Show on the Indie Mayhem Show. Mike Sorg, a example of how you can be successful at wrestling podcasts. Unlike that. Effie just sort of, having his, recurring college course. Is it your hipster ghetto blaster?
You like that?
Yeah.
You got the Apple logo, though. So
yeah, you got to stay on brand. Anytime Effie, gets going, it's like a college course in how to and how, how to be a good pro wrestler and things you shouldn't do. It's a great interview. I'm sure you listen to it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I love the interview.
Yeah, of course.
This part was when he mentioned us.
Yeah! We got mentioned a couple times.
But my point being is that when we declared him our champion and he accepted the belt, only positive things have happened for Effie.
This is true.
By Effie becoming part of the Team Hammerfist brand, and in doing so, the Team Hammerfist brand becoming part of the Effie brand, only positive things have happened.
Yes.
Since becoming the Team Hammerfist champion, Effie has become the Fest champion, wrestled for the Get Your Shit In title, and took the first ever bump from,
from Izzy.
Won
the Destiny Christian Championship Wrestling United States champion.
Won another
belt. United States champion of America.
That, and that's important. He is Effie two belts, but really he is Effie all belts.
Yeah. Effie Allbelts.
So
Effie Allbelts is a good one. That's a good one.
I'm pretty sure I stole that off the internet. Either way, because...
Well, Rick, plenty of things have been stolen from you, and you're not giving... So, you can steal that shit, and there you go. Trademark Rick Sussman.
Hash browns. Hash browns. But all of this is possible because he accepted the love of Team Hammerfist. And Team Hammerfist...
We have efficated ourselves.
We are the efficacy.
Yes.
Don't you want to be part of the efficacy too?
Very happy that Effie is on a uptick. Thank you, you're welcome.
So, one last bit of thing that we need to get to here on the Team Hammerfist radio program.
Yes. Let's get your... Not that it's working! Red light's not even on.
It's like Doctor Who back in the day where they would just tilt the thing and you could see the red. That's how you knew it, like it was an alien. Friends, we here at Team Hammerfist are part of one specific mission, and that mission for us is to create better wrestling fans. We are professional wrestling nerds, and we have harped about this many, many, many times. In fact, we even have shirts that says, "Trust me, I'm a professional wrestling nerd." There is something that occurred this week in Florida, in our backyard that we must address. Oh my God, I didn't know we were still on this racist bullshit. Yeah. Oh my God! Kyrie, pardon me. I never pronounce anyone's names right. Isn't that right, Yessie?
See.
Had a match in which the fans decided to chant racist things at her.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
And not just like passive racist shit. It like really bad racist shit. I mean, obviously it's not like good racist, bad racist. But like,
I like my good racist.
Just chanting fucking happy endings and Pearl Harbor at her. Like, come the fuck on, people.
One, you gotta be smarter. Like, you gotta have better chance. Like, first of all, Pearl Harbor is a wrestling term. It is. Like, when you come out and you hit somebody from behind when they're walking down to the ring, that's Pearl Harboring someone.
Yeah.
I mean, Gorilla Monsoon, you just go, oh, Pearl Harbor job! Like, so that's one. But you're not referencing that. You're just being racist.
I don't think you can really say that. I don't think that's acceptable.
Gorilla Monsoon said it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure he never said anything.
Are you questioning
everyone's
great-grandfather?
No. Sorry, Jesse Long. Sorry, Papa.
Jesse Long. I will not stand for you to question the Gorilla Monsoon. All right.
Sorry, Papa.
But really, like, why? So why?
To what end?
Because this is how some people who aren't professional wrestling nerds feel they need to get over. Because they don't have the wherewithal and the ability to chant smart stuff. And I don't mean smark stuff. I mean smart stuff. Like, you know, we always remember our dear departed friend Pat, who created the milk and cookies chant. Which is one of the greatest chants in the history of pro wrestling. Because who doesn't want milk and cookies?
It's true.
I look at these kids, you know, this...
I mean, I don't know if they were young or old or...
Yeah, whatever. I look at these fans and I just think, you're not doing us any favors.
No.
And you are probably the guys that I talked about earlier. You know, these guys on the red pill and these guys on the Donald and shit like that. And you think you're dunking on Miss Sane... By, you know, chanting happy ending.
Oh, ha, let's make fun of her. She's Asian.
That's great.
She can't speak English good. Yeah, that happened. I'm sorry. Asuka was cutting. This sort of plays into the...
I remember the Asuka promos.
Yeah, she was even this past week on Raw, or recently on Raw, she was cutting a promo. And yeah, objectively, wasn't a good promo. Why? Because English, she doesn't speak English. I'm not making fun of her for it. It's a literal fact. She doesn't speak English very well. It's not a, you know...
Whatever happened to interpreters?
I don't know. But, like, I don't... Also, why are you going to put... I don't like that they put, like, their Japanese wrestlers in these positions where they have to cut these promos in English. knowing full well that they don't speak English very well. That doesn't do anybody favors.
Kenny Omega speaks both.
Yeah, Kenny Omega speaks both, and Kenny Omega's not coming to the WWE. Ha! This is a shame. He's still all in.
All in Kota Ibushi.
Fine with it. Put that shit on.
Don't you want to be the Golden Fisters with me?
Golden Fisters!
Jesse, we're brothers. We're more than brothers. Jesse, we are a team. We are a team. We are a team and we cannot be separated. And our love, our golden love, our golden fist love runs deep. Really deep. Jesse Long. The golden fist of love that you and I have shared with each other. It's deep. 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 I'm tired now, Jesse.
Well, you would be. You gotta have good cardio for that kind of stuff. Yeah. Gotta keep some Gatorade in the fridge for afterwards. And...
But this is what's wrong with our fandom.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not helping anybody.
Why do we still have to have racist shit in our fandom?
Yeah.
I love that our fandom, the wrestling fandom, can accept two really good dudes in shape as the golden lovers.
Yeah.
As this, but I don't think that, I don't think.
Well, their gimmick, correct me if I'm wrong, but their gimmick isn't that they are in a relationship with each other. I don't think they're not like, I mean, is the gimmick that they're.
You don't know about Yaoi, huh?
I know about it, but
that's,
I mean like.
That's what it is. It's Yaoi.
Okay. I mean, so, alright.
It's not that they're gay, they're just in love with each other.
Alright then.
And two people fell in love. They happen to be of the same sex.
That's fine. Final thing. I just didn't, I'm literally not paying attention enough to it.
There's a really great thread out there that explains the whole thing. Maybe if you were into New Japan Pro Wrestling, we could talk about it.
What was the last time you watched a New Japan show?
I'll have you know, Jesse Long, that I watched a New Japan... When was the last time?
Carry the two.
Where's Ben? Ben!
Help.
We're never going to get there in this country.
No.
We're just never going to get there. We have, like, Effie is a great example of a guy who, his homosexuality has literally nothing to do with his character. He just happens to also be gay.
Yeah.
Like, I happen to also be graying. It's not, it is part of me, but it's also not why I'm on this radio show.
Yeah.
You happen to
the fact that you're on this radio show is why you're graying.
It's part of it.
It's part of
dealing with you.
Yeah.
I mean, my elbows are so on... My elbows. My eyebrows.
Your elbows.
My elbows, my eyebrows. Look, everything's just on fleck today.
On fleck?
Isn't that what the kids say?
No.
Oh.
It's on fleek.
Well, I'm not racist. All right, Jesse. What is our lesson this week?
Don't be fucking racist. Be a responsible human. Respectful. Be a goddamn...
Respectable.
Be a respectable goddamn human. Show some fucking common decency. Jesus fucking Christ. Like, what the fuck?
I like the angrier you get, the higher your voice
is. No, that's how I sound like fucking Mickey Mouse at home.
What happens when you got your kid?
Listen here, goddammit, I'm so tired of your shit. Goddammit, Riley, you're gonna listen to me. You're gonna go to your fucking room. And you're gonna stop giving me your drama bullshit.
She's what? She's five? She's
seven.
She's seven. She's
about to turn eight.
4 years, Jesse. You got 4 years left. 4 years, and then it's over.
It's over already.
What? She's gonna turn 13. And then she's.
And I'm gonna hang myself in her bat mitzvah. In the back of her bat mitzvah, I'm gonna be hanging.
Why is she getting a bat mitzvah?
I don't know.
All right. I thought it would be a quinceañera.
Oh yeah, she would have a kid. She is Hispanic. Remember that sometimes.
Just remember. Remember, Jesse.
Now I'll be in the back saying, Pearl Harbor! Yeah.
Should have been a happy ending. Your daughter is going to be a teenager soon.
She's a teenager already.
Your daughter, Jesse. So,
I'm going to say this right now. I'm not... I do not want to have a teenage daughter in this world. This world and a teenage daughter of my... of my loins, I do not want to have.
She could be Emma Gonzalez. That's a badass young lady right there.
It's true.
You know, there's hope.
There's hope.
There's hope.
Hope. But we're in Florida, Rick.
So is Emma.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, 17 of her classmates get gunned down. She gets on TV and, like, drops a fucking atomic elbow on the whole goddamn patriarchy.
This is true.
That's a good idea. Effie should go interview her. So, let's wrap this shithole up, because God knows we went everywhere but pro wrestling this week. Sometimes it happens because your fucking computer dies halfway through the show and you just sort of got to wing this shit.
Groupon keeps on sending me like, hey, did you know they've got like MacBooks for like $400? I'm like, really? $400 MacBook, huh?
Yeah, you're not buying one. So, if you want to follow us on the internet.
Why would you?
Well, I mean, a lot of people do.
That's true. A lot of people do.
You can find Jesse Long and I, but mostly Jesse Long, at Team Hammerfist. That is TEATEAMHAMMAFIST.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
At Team Hammerfist.
The number of times I sit there going, like, how can I shorten this goddamn Twitter name? I don't think I can. Well, the hope is that I could one day just get it shortened to THF, but that's not happening. That's the Tony Hawk Foundation.
So, Team Hammerfist on Twitter. You can find me at the Reed Pile on Twitter as well. But we both respond to the Team Hammerfist stuff. I mostly just leave it to Jesse because he doesn't have much else in this world. You could find
us. And for starters, I've left all my other like 300 other Twitter accounts to the wayside. So I'm just gonna stick with this one.
Go, Inicky.
There we go. Yeah, I did it. I asserted my dominance in my marriage. Swiped my wife's text away. Yeah.
How else can people join the conversation?
3-2-1-76 jerks.
Jesus Christ, not that one.
No.
How else can they join the
professional wrestling nerds? You can go on Facebook. You can search professional wrestling nerds. You can join the group. You can talk with us. You can watch us fangirl over Effie at every fucking turn.
Us?
Other people join the conversation too, Rick? Mostly me.
Okay.
He is our internet champion. You should follow our internet champion, at Kill Effie, because apparently everybody wants to. I don't want to kill Effie. I want to love Effie. We need to get Effie to join the bullshit titty committee.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
When I'm at Fest by myself, I'll ask him if he could record something into our phone.
When we go to the Fest, what we're going to need to do is I was thinking about this because we've got this big open space on your couch right now from where the belt used to be.
Yeah.
What we need is an 8x10 of Effie with the belt. It just, you know, like a signed, you know, like hugs and kisses to Team Hammerfist, you know, autographed Effie 8x10. We'll put it right there and all will be right with the world. There we go.
All right. So, for the American Dadass, I am the Sussman, Rick Sussman. You've watched an incredibly off-the-rails episode of the Wrestle Crush Whatever program.
Yes.
But by God,
dear God, I hope you'll be able to listen to it.
I would ask Ethan
to take it.
I would ask EC3.
Yeah, I was just about to say, can we say O-E?
No, it's we have to say O-3.
O-3, there we go. This is just screening our sign-off.
No, you gotta do it three times though, remember?
Oh, that's a hot set of bullshit titties.
Hot set of bullshit titties!
That's a hot set of bullshit titties. That is a hot set of bullshit titties!
That's a hot set of bullshit titties!